See, the children of Israel were blessed only if they obeyed God's commandments perfectly, inwardly and outwardly, Deuteronomy 28, 13 and 14. But under grace, believers don't need to depend on their own self-efforts to receive from God's blessing, because Jesus fulfilled every one of them, every one of the requirements of the law on our behalf. See, when we live over here, we think that God is angry with us, but when we live over here, he's happy with us. But when we live over here, we think he curses us, but when we live over here, we know that he blesses us. And when we live over here, we think he leaves us, but when we live over here, my Bible tells me that he never leaves me or he never forsakes me. See, when I live over here, we think that God makes us go broke in order to teach us a lesson, but when we live over here, we realize that he wants to bless us and he wants to prosper us. See, when we live over here, we think that he gives us a disease to teach us a lesson, but when we live over here, Jesus Christ is my healer. And Jesus Christ healed all those that came to him. All of those that came to him. Jesus Christ is my role model. Jesus Christ is perfect theology. See, when we live over here, today he forgives all of my sins, but when I live over here, somehow I think that I'm responsible for my own sins. See, when we live with a doctrine like that, we end up living with one foot on each side of the cross and we're denying what Christ paid for. I tell you, we're in a grace revival. We are in a grace revival. Relax, some of you. You're making me nervous. You're looking all tense. I often ask people, do you think that God's mad with you? And the answer will be, yeah, when I do something wrong. It's like, oh, that's sad. He's not mad at me. See, we don't have an angry father. We have a good father who's in an extremely good mood. See, we'll often believe that God is angry with us when we're living on the wrong side of the cross. See, on the other side of the cross of law, God demanded righteousness from man, but on the correct side of the cross, God provided righteousness for man. See, Jesus came to establish a new covenant of grace. And under the new covenant, God is no longer angry, because the anger of the Father was poured out and the wrath of the Father was poured out on the back of Jesus. I got a friend who heard this message and he got up and he preached the next Sunday to his own church on that grace and goodness is the ice cream in the Christian diet. How about we have some real food of the wrath and the anger of God? It's like, dude, you missed it.